You're listening to the Untaming podcast.
Rewild the Child.
An anthropological,
biological,
cross-cultural,
evolutionary,
and physiological approach to childhood from preconception to adulthood.
Hello, my name is Norma. I live in Christchurch. I'm a mum, a granny, a gardener, and a coach. I've been invited to answer these 10 questions, so I shall get started on that. My favourite series is a podcast. So Poetry Unbound by Padraic O'Tuama. I love that. Living Myth with Michael Mead challenges me. I like that too. On Being with Krista Tippett feeds my spirituality. Honey and Co. by Solit Packer and Itmar Svulevich. I love that. It's fun and it's food. And From What If to What Next with Rob Hopkins is my absolute bestest. I love, love, love that. What were your favourite 5 series as a child? Well, I chose books because that was what was around when I was a child. Millie Molly Mandy I loved. Winnie the Pooh I still love. And I couldn't get beyond that as a series. What did I want to be when I grew up? I wanted to be an air hostess when I was little. I had no understanding that a female could be a pilot, which would have been a much more sensible idea. I never ended up being either. My favourite meal? Well, this was fun to work out. I think I'd start with Prosecco and a collection of warmed olives with garlic and orange rind and rosemary and yum. And then a rice risotto, probably with a really nice, bold flavour, some Pinot Gris, and followed by a crisp green salad. And for pudding, my favourite would be raspberries and cream, and I don't think I'll go for a drink with that. But then I would like to sort of wait a little bit and have some cheeses and a nice dessert wine, or maybe some port, or maybe some cognac. So I'd like a pecorino and a creamy blue. And then a bit later again, some coffee, and if I'm still upright, some cognac with that. Natural disaster, what would I save? Well, having been here for the earthquakes in Christchurch, I was very aware that I didn't want to save anything other than my people. Absolutely everything went out of my mind, excepting where are my people and how safe are they. Sensibly, it would be my phone and the earthquake bag that lives under the bed, but I don't think I was very sensible at that moment. An aspect of rewilding you'd like to improve? Cooking on fire. I love that. And I'm developing it more and more, even in midwinter. 20,000 years ago, what would be the most challenging and the least challenging? I think the most challenging would be if I had to be involved in the killing of something that was required for our diet. I would hypocritically eat it if somebody else had killed it and prepared it, probably, but I would not be able to do that myself. And the least challenging would be the fact that we were all together all the time, supporting each other, the adults, the children, just together, making our lives work. One natural movement I'd like to improve about myself, bare feet. Bare feet more than I do. Bare feet, I often resort to some small socks because it's chilly in winter in Christchurch. Favourite medium to learn through? Books. Books, books, books. I'm always, always reading books. I'm sure heaven is a library. And physical books, not iPad books. I do not retain what I've read anywhere near as much reading on a screen than I do with a book in my hand. And what I see happening globally in the next 200 years? Well, I'm an optimist, and I think I'm very hopeful we'll capture it in time, but we will have to simplify our lives. We will have to go back to a much more cooperative way of living. We will have to downscale. We will have to honour all our brothers and sisters. All children will belong to all of us. And all sentient beings will be every bit as valuable and regarded, offered dignity the same as two-legged ones, as human beings. Thank you for this opportunity.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can join the discussions on our Facebook and Instagram pages. To hear more, subscribe for free on the podcast app on your smartphone. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and all of your favourite podcast platforms. If you would like to offer feedback or suggest a guest, email us at untaming.podcast@gmail.com.